This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're just babble.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Well, you need to move the picture. There you go. Well, okay, maybe not so much yet. Okay, there you go. All right, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. It's also live up on the Facebook, up on, that's what it used to be called, right? The Facebook, last I heard. Look, I don't keep up with this stuff. Like, really? Do I look like the kind of guy that keeps up with all this? Anyway, Sam Sorbo is going to join me tonight. And it, for those of you who know her, she's been on the show plenty of times. I was having her on for a while on Thursday nights, but she's out promoting her movie called Let There Be Light. And I'm not going to tell you all about it. You want to hit up on the website, you can find it there on therealside.com. Or you can wait till she comes on in a few minutes. And we're going to talk about the show. We're going to talk about current issues. We're going to talk about a whole bunch of things. And again, I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Now, oh, heck, talk about losing your mind, right? Anyway, I do appreciate the time that you spent with us. Also, in the second hour, we are going to have, I don't know if you guys remember. I hope you do remember. I hope it's still fresh in your head. We have Christian Saucer coming on, and he was the Navy sailor that took pictures of himself in a submarine. Now, it may not be, admittedly, I don't know, I haven't talked to the guy yet, but admittedly, it was probably not the smartest thing to do when you're in a submarine taking pictures of yourself, unless you're going to blur everything out or whatever. And he didn't do it hand-to-mouth. He didn't give them to anybody. He didn't do anything with them. He just took pictures of himself in the submarine. Like, look at me. I'm in a submarine. Every kid's dream, right? Every little boy, what do you want to be? Want to be a cowboy? Want to be a Navy, military, Marine, fireman. Army man? What?
Fireman.
Oh, fire. I forgot the fireman. Every kid wants to be a fireman at one time. But I was probably the kid that wanted to light the fires, not so much put them out. Would I still be considered a fireman at that point?
Not the right kind.
Oh, God, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I love this one. A family of 10 turns down a five-bedroom home. You want to know why? Because they think they deserve a mansion. I'm not joking. This is not from The Onion. This is real. Okay? Oh, come on. Give me a break. There it is. The mouse is moving too fast. A migrant couple living off of a taxpayer funds turned down a five-bedroom home because they insisted the house was not quite big enough. Arnold and Jean Soubé are originally from Cameroon in West Africa. I love it. They immigrated from Paris in 2012 with their eight children and lived in a three-bedroom home that cost the state nearly $20,000. How do we get these jobs? I mean, how do we do this? When the family was offered a home with two more bedrooms, I mean, I had four kids, in a two-bedroom home. We made it work. The couple insisted the house was not large enough. People have to realize that we are in the middle of a national housing crisis, Counselor Tom Shaw said. We have more than 10,000 people on a waiting list and 1,000 in temporary accommodation. The families are living in a large three-bedroom house. We managed to find them a large four-bedroom house, and then, which they turned down, and then a five-bedroom, which they turned down. He said, we can't just be any more sympathetic. We can't just do magic. Right? There are not many five-bedroom council houses, he said. They were lucky to be offered one. But this goes to showing you how ungrateful people can be. Nobody told you to have 10 kids. That's an ambitious endeavor, but who told you to have 10 children? Now, the Arnold studied mental health nursing at the University of Bedfordshire. He said he rejected the new housing offer because there wasn't space for the things of 10 people. Me and my family have been neglected, Arnold explained. We are in a three-bed. How could you be neglected? I don't think you should get anything. You're the one that decided to have 10 kids. Do a little work. Take on a fourth job. He says the three-bedroom house is cramped and the conditions are terrible. The council is trying to make things hard for us. My wife is a full-time mother and I'm a student. They're just making excuses. We need a five- or six-bedroom house with double rooms to comfortably fit in. We've developed depression, anxiety. We were all on medication for the area. It's the worst I've lived in. This is the worst. Like, you got a house. I'll give you a house. You know what we should do? We should push together about 15 dumpsters, turn them over, cut some holes in them, and you can live in those. I mean, our veterans or veterans as a whole, they live in cardboard boxes. They were promised things they didn't get. You weren't promised anything. Nobody told you to have all these kids. The neighbors now are getting upset because they found out about the couple's demands. I mean, if I was them, I'd move, and I'd move fast. He says, you know, they've got some guts. I'd bite if they offered me a five-bedroom house. One neighbor told the local paper that they're too fussy. They shouldn't be allowed to get away with it. This is a disgrace, said another. I would have looked and said, they're jackwagons. My favorite. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a little while. Sam Strobo joins me on her new movie, Let There Be Light. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-555-5555.
800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
If you have unpaid tax debt to the IRS that you can't pay, please hear this special notice. Specially approved IRS relief programs designed to aid delinquent taxpayers are now in effect that can significantly improve your financial situation. Depending on your circumstances, you may qualify to have your tax problem resolved in your favor and may even have your back taxes reduced by thousands or eliminated entirely. A relief hotline has been established by Community Tax for you to call and see if you qualify at 800-908-4758. If you owe the IRS back taxes that you can't afford to pay, don't let the IRS trick you into thinking you have no way out. Our highly accredited tax professionals will let you know what you qualify for and how much you can save. We may be able to stop all liens, garnishments, levies, and save you thousands. Call and see if you qualify for this taxpayer relief at 800-908-4758. 800-908-4758. That's 800-908-4758. Community Tax. Who's your tax guy?
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have. That was Dire Straits from like 107 years ago, but I still play it. What can I say? Makes me feel young. And it doesn't make me look young. It just makes me feel young. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. We also have a live Facebook feed going on up there on the website, and I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us. And look, you need to be interactive. You really do. You need to make sure that you're involved in the conversation, okay, that you're adding to not. Some of you get up there just like the, you know, chop away at it like you got nothing better to do. I don't know. Maybe you're home and you're just bored with yourself. But you got to get involved in the conversation. So again, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. One of my favorite guests to have on the show with me, Sam Sorbo, joins me tonight. She's the author of They're Your Kids. And, oh, my God, I wish more people could figure out that they're their kids. Don't you, Sam?
I do.
Oh, my God. Happy Bring Your Bible to School Day. I think you saw that piece.
Thank
that
you.
I...
Thank you. You really like to stir it up.
I know. Terrible. Terrible, isn't it? I want our kids to be okay with who they are. I want to make sure that they have no problem. You know, no child should go to school and be afraid to speak up for their rights, speak up for what they believe to be truth. I guess, except if you're a Christian, then you're not allowed to do that. I don't know. Just nuts. It doesn't.
Well,
make
you took
sense.
A lot of flack for that.
Well, yeah, but it's nothing new.
People got very angry that you would insinuate that you know
that it was okay to
bring
them.
Should bring Bibles to school.
I like. You know, I know it's an old joke, but I like the one guy who said, next he'll be telling you you should have prayer in school, and you can't have prayer in school. And I go, first, you can have prayer in school. Secondly, if you don't think there's any prayer, show up there at final exam day at the end of the year and see, watch those kids that are praying. Even the atheist kids are praying at that point, you know?
Yeah. Mm.
All right, so we're going to talk about your movie, Let There Be Light. But before we get into that, I mean, this evil that took place in Las Vegas, I don't have any of the name for it. Everybody's looking for an answer. I'm going to go back to basics. It's evil. It's just pure, unadulterated hate and evil that we seem to be, I won't say feeding, but it's getting worse and worse in this country. Does it concern you, Sam?
It does, absolutely. And there's a reason that it's getting worse, and that is because we are leaving our Judeo-Christian values by the roadside and saying that values don't matter. And when values don't matter, then everybody has their own values. And this idiot had his own values, and his values were to kill as many people as he could before he offed himself.
Yeah, sad. Just really sad. And you're right. We've got away from basic values. Basic, you know, it's funny how, and I don't want to call it a certain group, but I'm going to say it's funny how the people who constantly scream that love trumps hate seem to be the ones that are spewing the hate, seem to be the ones that are taking the actions that actually spew the hate. Very confusing.
I got very confused by that because that was when Trump was running for office, and I could never figure that out. Love and then Trump and then I just don't understand it. It was too much for me.
It was to me too. I thought these people were a little off. So we're gonna play the trailer of your Let There Be Light that's up on the website. Which, by the way, it's Let me try this in English. LetThereBeLightMovie.com. That's LetThereBeLightMovie.com. If you're not on my email blast list and you didn't get the link, you need to go to the website, TheRealSide.com. Get on the email blast list. That way you can get information and stuff because the movie's coming soon. Let's take a listen, a look, whatever you want to call it. Here we go. Yeah.
Oh, you can't pull the wool over your eyes.
The basic tenet of Christianity.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Don't you dare tell me about the love and the compassion of your so-called God.
What do you think it does to the boys to take the death of their brother and use it as part of your carnival act?
Pays the bills.
Daddy!
Clinically dead in the ambulance for 4 minutes. It's a miracle.
I saw Davey. And all I wanted to do was just wanted to put my arms around him. I don't know what to do with it.
You've gotten the best scientific explanation. It hasn't brought you any comfort. Would you consider consulting a different source?
Doc, he is your God, and he's holding out his hand to you. All you got to do now is take it. Jesus gets whacked, right?
I've never exactly heard it put that way, but yeah.
Follow me here. This ain't brain surgery.
Do you believe that God hears?
God always answers prayers. Sometimes we just don't understand the answers.
This better be good.
That's what I said.
I don't want to lose you.
You know, if the trail is any indication of what the movie is and you miss it, there's something wrong with you. Seriously. You've got to go see this movie when it's released. Well, because, look, I've seen this trail a couple times now. You and I have talked about it, and you know there are plenty, even Christians out there, that have this moment in their life. Do they not?
I think so. Look, we all have the moment where we understand death, and then we all have that question of what happens after. And that's what this movie seeks to address is, you know, we live in a culture today that's very, very me, 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 now. And it's important for us to consider eternity. What happens when we're not here anymore?
Yeah, no, I agree. And there's people that are moving through that. And, you know, the standard answer is always, well, you know, you have to leave it up to God. And that doesn't always cut it. I mean, for a guy like me, it didn't cut it. I need to see some things in my life. I needed somebody to point to the Bible and show me the realities of life that had already been called out or worked through in the Bible. I just love the fact that this is showing both sides, a guy that actually, somebody with some intelligence, if you would, or perceived intelligence, is laying out why he doesn't believe in God or why there's no proof of God for him.
Right.
So.
Right. And then there's the flip side.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, for some people, faith is just a gift. They just have it and they know it, and that's who they are. And whatever. I didn't have that. I came to faith a little bit later in life, and I went on a search, and I proved the existence of God to myself. I hadn't discovered at that point apologetics. I got there by myself, which is kind of weird. And then I decided to do some more research, and I ended up at a church, and I read the Bible, and I started doing more research, and I discovered that, yeah, Christianity, Jesus is the light and the way, and that's simple for me. And yet, because of the way our culture is, people are encouraged to ignore the really fundamental questions of life.
Hold that. Yeah. Hold the fundamental questions of life for the break. Because okay. One of the fundamentals is capitalism. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
ProPure Water Filters. Most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's ProPure.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com, to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
We are back. To the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. We so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I always enjoy my time when she's on the show with us. Sam Sorbo joins us. She's the author of They're Your Kids, an inspirational journey from a self-diagnosed...
I just got time. This is Kevin Sorbo and interrupting your interview with my wife.
Oh. Wait a minute, Kevin. She's mine for the next 7 minutes. You know what I'm saying?
That's fine, but dinner's ready. Okay. Hey, I loved your book.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
I read it on the airplane on 2 flights, and I was laughing like crazy, and thank God those people next to me were on the same court as me.
Oh, yes.
So I didn't get my tire slashed or my car keyed.
Made for a safe flight for you, but thank you for that. I appreciate that very much.
It was great. Anyway, I'll let you guys talk. I just want to say hello.
Thank you so much, Kevin. I appreciate it.
So your book is on. So I've been watching you on Facebook Live. I got to tell you, what fun. People should tune in. It's just kind of fun to watch, and your book is off to the right, and it's not in a very prominent place. You need to, like,
well, it's next to the duck
or something. What?
It's next to the duck.
The little Trump duck.
You see it?
They focused in on you now. I guess they do the wide pan when you're on a break or something, and you got the Trump doll, and you got the Gumbies there, and you got Mr. Bill and stuff like that. It's a lot of fun. It's very cute. I love your setup.
Thank you. I
would be afraid to do that because I do all kinds. I do my nails when I'm on the air and stuff. I don't know that I want people to see the nitty gritty.
Tammy walked in once when I was doing my nails. I was quite embarrassed. So I decided to that maybe I shouldn't do that again.
And I love that you work with your wife. Oh, you're moving the book now. I love that you work with your wife. And see, the problem is that it's reflective, and so it's hard to see.
Yep.
There you go.
See. I may not be the sharpest knife, but I'm definitely one of the knives in the drawer.
There you go. You've got your own little Gumby drawing of yourself there. It's kind of fun.
You know, she's got a gun, too, to shoot me. You'll have to see that. When she doesn't like something I say or it's an off-color word, she shoots me with a Nerf gun. She really does.
Is that your segue into Second Amendment?
No, I could.
That was really clumsy.
Here, look. Let me see if I can do that. I missed it. Anyway, all right, let's get I can do this all night. This is easy. It's sad that the after the shooting in Las Vegas, that we went right to, or some on the far left, went right to gun control. And I'm going, you know, the blood isn't even warm. Forget about being cold. The blood isn't even warm yet. Let these people figure out if their loved ones are hurt or not. Why are we doing this? We've really got to the point where we've lost compassion for each other. It's now just politics, right?
No, they didn't lose compassion. They don't have compassion. They are so fixed on their agenda, and their agenda is, part of their agenda is never let a good crisis go to waste. And so the moment that there's a crisis, they try to move the needle. And because they know that people react in fear, and people who are fearful will do outrageous things. And by outrageous, I mean acquiesce to ridiculous demands. This is not a choice between a shooting spree massacre and no shooting spree massacres. This is a choice that we're making between a shooting spree massacre and a genocide.
Yeah.
Because that is the history of gun control. So the moment that we have gun control, that the government controls the guns, we will see mass killings in the millions. That's what we saw with Nazi Germany. That's what we saw with Pol Pot. That's what we, so those are the choices that we're making today. They're trying to tell us that the choice is between single shooter massacres and no massacres at all, but that is absolutely not the case. If they were really sincere, then they would be protesting every weekend in Chicago. But they're not.
No. It's my joke has always been, if they're so concerned about gun control and all that other stuff, where's Mr. Obama? Where's Jackson? Where's Sharpton? Where's Hillary? Where are these people? If they could take that neighborhood back in Chicago, or those neighborhoods, if they would just go there, if they would open their mouths, if they would get there, because there's no, they couldn't make it any tougher to get a law, to get a tougher gun law in Chicago. Crime would go up. It keeps going up the tougher they get.
I don't think, first of all, so two comments. I don't think it's a gun issue. I think it's a high-rise tower issue. And so we should stop making high-rise towers, because then shooters can't go to the 32nd floor and shoot down into crowds. I mean, that's very clear. So we should ban all the high-rises, right?
Right. I'm with you. Take them down to three stories. There you go.
I mean, it's such a stupid logic trail. Mm-hmm. There is no logic in this. And by the way, I think it's also a PR issue. I think that the gun laws aren't publicized enough, because clearly this individual didn't know that those guns that he had were outlawed.
Well, listen, if it's simply a law issue, Sam, let's just outlaw murder. Oh, wait a minute. I think we already do. I think it's already on the book.
No, that's a really good idea. We should do that.
Oh, God.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. It's just simple stuff eludes them big time. Look, our hearts and prayers go out to many of those who lost their homes and loved ones in the recent, hurricanes and the natural disasters and devastations. But you and I, during the break, were talking about price gouging, and some of these people that were charging, I think one was like they were charging $150 for a case of water, 24 bottles of water. I mean, these people shouldn't be fined. They should be locked up. Don't you agree?
No, they shouldn't. No, they shouldn't.
Really?
I'm all for it. Charge as much as you want. There is no such thing as price gouging. There's such a thing called the free market.
Yeah.
If they can get more for the quantity, it is self, what's the word I'm looking for? Self rationing. I don't want the government to be rationing items. I want them to be self-rationed by the market, by the free market. So if he can get $100 for a bottle of water, God bless him. Because some other guy's going to undercut him and ask for only 15. And he'll get the 15, and the person who pays 15 will be damn happy to have the water at $15. But if you force him to sell that case of water for whatever the original going price was, then you won't have people selling cases of water, and you'll have people without water. It's the same thing with the gasoline. If you don't ration, don't allow for price gouging, which it's not price gouging. It's allowing the market to set the pricing, the free market to set the pricing. If the gas station across the street says, okay, my gas is $6 a gallon, and the other gas station doesn't and says, no, you know what, the government told me not to raise my rate, he's going to be out of gas. And all the people that are getting gas there, they're going to load up because it doesn't cost them anymore. And then there are going to be a lot of people who can't get gas because all the gas is gone. And that's what happens in these crises, and that's why people don't get the things that they need, because they're all gone, because nobody self-rations. But if you allow the prices to fluctuate according to markets, then you'll have people who, you know what, I only want one case of water because I know, I'm pretty sure I can do with just one case of water because it's costing me 15 or 20 bucks. And I know that that's not right. That's not really, you know, quote, fair. But if it costs me 20 bucks, I'll just take the one case. I mean, I read a great article about this a couple months ago of a guy. He was going home, and he went to the store to get a gallon of milk. They needed milk. The store was empty because everybody loaded up on milk because the price was not allowed to fluctuate with the demand. So everybody just went in and cleared the store out. Second store, same story. Third store, he went to a Walmart. The case was empty. There was no milk, except there was a separate case where there was milk available at twice the price. And there was a sign on the case that said, this milk is available, but it's twice the price. He was thrilled to have it because he couldn't get it anywhere else. So he paid twice the price. It's that simple. There is no such thing as price gouging.
Well,
there is such a thing as the free market.
Listen, under normal circumstances, I agree with you. I would actually just stop and think that when you have this issue happening, the hurricane or right after the hurricane, and you have some of these places that may have some water or have some gas or what have you, I don't know. I mean, charging 30, 40, 50 bucks a gallon for gas, I'd be hard-pressed to say, okay, that's fine. You know, but under normal circumstances, I agree with you. You know what I'm saying?
Joe, come on. These are normal circumstances. Either you believe in the concept of free markets or you don't. And it's not the government's business to go in and ration. Now, I can argue that that the customer base should shame the people who are, raising their prices so much, but then don't buy it. It's that simple.
Well,
if you need it, you buy it. If you need it, you pay for it.
I wouldn't be able to buy it because I wouldn't have enough. The ATM machine wouldn't be working. I wouldn't be able to get my cash, and I wouldn't have enough at home, I'm sure. But, hey, do you want to stay on for another break, or do you want to go eat your food?
I'm going to go eat my food.
All right, Sam.
You heard I was called to dinner.
I know. Well, all right. Hey, Sam, thanks for being with me. I appreciate it so much. I really do. And we'll plug your movie.
Awesome.
Let There Be Light, and we'll have you back on the next week or the week after because it's opening this month, and people have to go see it.
Thank you so much. October 27th, go to letterebelightmovie.com.
That's where we're going right now.
Thank you.
We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you have unpaid tax debt to the IRS that you can't pay, please hear this special notice. Specially approved IRS relief programs designed to aid delinquent taxpayers are now in effect that can significantly improve your financial situation. Depending on your circumstances, you may qualify to have your tax problem resolved in your favor and may even have your back taxes reduced by thousands or eliminated entirely. A relief hotline has been established by Community Tax for you to call and see if you qualify at 800-908-4758. If you owe the IRS back taxes that you can't afford to pay, don't let the IRS trick you into thinking you have no way out. Our highly accredited tax professionals will let you know what you qualify for and how much you can save. We may be able to stop all liens, garnishments, levies, and save you thousands. Call and see if you qualify for this taxpayer relief at 800-908-4758. 800-908-4758. That's 800-908-4758. Community Tax. Who's your tax guy?
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this"? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Why, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you guys spend with me, whether you believe it or not. And I know you—I know there's a thousand other shows that you could be watching or paying attention to or what have you, but you've chosen this one, and I do so much appreciate that. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. I'm going to go off again like I did the other night, but I really find it interesting that some of those on the left— we'll hop on Facebook after the show's over to make comment. And it's interesting. It's like keying your car at night while, you know, keying somebody else's car at night while they're sleeping. You know, doesn't take much guts to do that now, does it? So I get a kick out of this stuff. You got something to say? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You can write me at joe@therealside.com. Or you can actually hop on the website or the Facebook page. There's a live chat room going on. Go over to the Facebook page. There's definitely smarter people than I on the Facebook page. And they'd be more than happy to discuss, I'll put it that way, with you, you know, what's going on with these issues. Because this is really, you know, it's really, these arguments are old, bored, and getting crazy. Now, I know some of you heard about Michelle Oblamo's comment the other night that all men, all white GOP makes people distrust politics, right? It's not the fact that a lot of Democrats have been indicted. You know, Mr. Wiener has had a problem with sending pictures to 15 years old. None of that stuff, right? I mean, Charlie Rangel and Maxine Waters with all their wonderful inside financial issues going on. No, 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 no. Well, nobody is worried or concerned, or that doesn't bother anybody. You see, Democrats, according to these people, Democrats could do anything they want wrong, and people will still trust politics, but a Republican does something wrong, and man, it just blows everything up. Oh, in Michelle's case, though, it's because they're all old white guys. She says that the she says that the Republican Party's lack of diversity makes Americans distrust the political process. Really? I'm sorry. None of your people made it. They distrust us so much that we've got 34 governorships. We have 39 full houses of legislature. We have the House, the Senate, and the presidency. Yes. I think you're confused, Michelle. Really, no, seriously. I think maybe you need to calm down, do some homework, pay attention. Now you watch. I guarantee I will get an email that says it's because of my white privilege that I picked on a black female. You wait. It'll happen. And then I'll have to read their names, because I love reading the names of idiotic people. See, because if you believe, if you truly believe what you say you believe, if you're sold out to it, then you shouldn't have a problem tying your name to it, right? It's like those people in L.A. today that were doing with a protest. They were cutting off traffic, which is illegal. So you can protest legally, but these were illegals cutting off traffic. I don't know why they're not in jail. I have no idea. For breaking the law. See, some of you went right to, oh, see, he wants illegals in jail. No, I want anybody who breaks the law to go to jail. I want anybody who breaks the law, who won't live according to the law, to have to pay for it. What's the problem with that? So, do you on the left there, do you want to pick and choose who gets to break the law and who doesn't? Your people, it's okay. Our people, it's not. That sounds like, you know, really, that's equality at its finest, isn't it? It's really sick. Now, in the next hour, I already told you, I'm going to have Christian Saucer is going to be on with us. And, you know, think about what he did. He took pictures of himself in a submarine. And yeah, okay, so it was a top-secret submarine, or there were top-secret equipment in there. He didn't send them out anywhere. They were just for him. You know, to prove that he was on a submarine, I guess. I guess he could have blurred out. But my point is, he didn't do it on purpose. He didn't do it with any malice. He didn't do it with any intent, like some of these young punks that go into the service and think the military is doing something wrong, so they're going to release all this paperwork, as we've seen happen in the past. So he innocently takes these pictures, no malice intended. And what's he get? He gets jail sentence. He gets a jail term. I mean, he moved through the system so fast it wasn't funny. Hillary Clinton, on the other hand, can lie, hide, cheat, throw her own people under the bus, and all that's fine. Right? That's all cool. She's not in jail. You know, there's a couple things with President Trump that make me nuts, because I wasn't all caught up in him saying throw her in jail. That wasn't the reason I would have voted for him. Just the fact that he was bringing a change to Washington D.C. was worth voting for him. But he made the claim. He talked about it. He should at least do the things that he could do, that he has the power to do, without having to depend on Congress or the Senate. And I would simply put a special prosecutor on each and every one of those things that he said he would deal with. You know, whether it's Benghazi or the email server, whatever it is, I'd put a special prosecutor, separate special prosecutor on Comey. That's what I would do. Okay? Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So when they start screaming equality, they start screaming that we're a government of laws or whatever you want to call it, however the some people spin it and say it, then say, that's great. Does that also apply to Hillary? Does that apply to all Democrats? Or does it only apply to Republicans, conservatives, people who are not Democrats? I mean, what's the guideline here? Here's a great story, too. An Oxford University stabber avoids jail because of her extraordinary potential. And what, is this serial killer? I mean, how did she get away with this? So an Oxford University student dubbed too clever to go to prison has walked free after stabbing her ex-boyfriend in a drug-fueled frenzy. She moaned that she can't go clubbing without being recognized. Aspiring heart surgeon Lavina Woodward ran out of court with a big smile on her face after being handed a suspended sentence. Wearing a black suit and white blouse, she appeared in a glass-paneled dock before the judge at the Oxford Crown Court. Flanked by a female security guard, she wept and dabbed her eyes with a tissue. Well, she must have been in drama class, too, right? As the judge sentenced her to 10 months in prison, suspended for 18 months, defense lawyer, I don't know how that works, to 10 months in prison, suspended for 18 months, what? Defense lawyer James Sturman urged the judge to give Woodward a conditional discharge due to her unique vulnerability, remorse, and good character. So jail was too tough for her. Oh, God. He said she can't even go to a nightclub in London because she's so recognized. What a bad place to be. So you're so recognized you're allowed to stab somebody, get away with it, because you're too smart and too recognizable. Judge Ian Pringle previously said a custodial sentence may be too severe because it could ruin Woodward's promising medical career. Oh, my God, they're going to put a knife in her hand for real? Can you imagine her cutting some guy's chest open and going, I remember him from high school. He wasn't very nice to me. Right? I mean, she didn't seem to bother her with the boyfriend. She said, the judge said, because it could ruin Woodward's promising medical career, after she admitted to unlawfully wounding Cambridge University student Thomas Fairclough. On Monday, the judge said, fortunately, the wounds your partner received were relatively minor. The two half-inch cuts in the fingers were treated at the scene, and the cut to leg was closed with 3 stitches. Not a big deal. It shouldn't be about what it took to fix it. It should be about what the intent was. At the time of the offense, you were heavily under the influence of alcohol. You were old enough and intelligent enough to realize that the overindulgence would severely affect your behavior. Well, if you were old enough and you were intelligent enough, maybe you would have known not to drink too much. He also went on to say that over the last 9 months, that you are determined to rid yourself of your addiction. You've undergone extensive treatment and counseling. You've demonstrated to me a strong, unwavering determination to do so despite enormous pressure under which you... Come on, let me go throw up. I mean, okay, look, we all deserve forgiveness. I get all of that, right? You want to give her a suspended sentence, you want to do it, but don't say because of her extraordinary potential. There's a lot of very smart people in jail that might have been able to cure cancer. We didn't put them in jail because we put them in jail because they broke the law. It's really that simple. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Wow. Where did we get these crazy stories today? I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. A lot more coming up the next hour. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones. We've got some really crazy stories tonight, too. Seriously. Right? I mean, anyway. We'll be back in a little bit. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Please, go get your friends, your loved, your unloved ones, and come on back.